A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Robert Pattinson is the worst vampire ever. He took 14 years to turn into a bat. Unfortunately, Superman won't be able to fight Dracula this evening. He won't go near the crypt tonight. You do realize that vampires aren't real. Unless you count Dracula. I've just got a job making plastic Draculas. There are only two of us on the production line. So I have to make every second count. I had to end my friendship with Dracula. He was a pain in the neck. Why did Dracula lie in the wrong coffin? He made a grave mistake. What do you call a blood-sucking tax specialist? A Count Dracula. What do vampires do when they are trying to fall asleep? Count Draculas. Dracula told me to bow in his presence. You could say I was down for the count. There are relatively few films with Dracula in them. On the other hand, films without Dracula are countless. Dracula might have COVID. He's been coughing in his sleep. Monsters aren't usually good at math. Unless you count Dracula. Why did Dracula say when he got a visitor, "I'm Vlad, you're here"? What's Dracula's favorite type of coffee? Decaffeinated. Why does Dracula prefer to work in secret and solitude? He tries to stay away from stakeholders. What do you call a vampire out on a date? A necromancer. Why are vampires bad at working out their issues? Because they have no self-reflection. I really want to tell my joke about vampires, but it sucks. I was recently asked who my favorite vampire was. I replied, "The Count from Sesame Street." They told me, "He doesn't count." I replied, "I assure you, he does." I recently bought 51% of a vampire hunting company. I'm the main stakeholder. What do vegans and vampires have in common? They both hate steaks. Since vampires are supposedly hurt by holy water, I always wondered why priests don't just say a prayer over every storm cloud, "Kill the vampires from above." Then I realized why there are so many vampires from Europe. Someone already blessed the rains down in Africa. What do you call a vaping vampire? Vlad the Inhaler. How do you kill a southern vampire? You bless his heart. What do you call a vampire antelope? Vlad the Impala. Say what you will about Vlad the Impaler. The guy knew how to make a point. I'm Montgomery Jones, and that's the dad jokes to sink your teeth into on World Dracula Day. I'm on a vampire voyage to spread the laughs and groans far and wide, so please share these jokes with your family and friends. Thanks.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have your own dad joke you want to share? Join the hundreds of listeners who have submitted their own dad jokes through my voicemail. Please spread the laughs and groans and submit your own dad joke to our voicemail, with the best ones to be included in special fan episodes. Just leave your name, the city and state you live in, and your best dad joke. Call 978-393-1076. I'll repeat that number, it's 978-393-1076, or check the show notes page for the number. I look forward to hearing from you. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.